Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, welcome to episode 7, All Growed Up, Developing. This is Yousef Dave. If you did not get a chance, please go back and check out episode 6, which was from Heal Tea, and we talked about peppermint benefits. It is great to know how to hear yourself naturally in these times, and just in general, so you have something great to pass on to those who come after you. Now, developing and development can cover many different broad topics and variety of conversation. But in particular, I would like to start with self, and that encompasses reflection. Now, when it comes to reflection, that is more of an introspective standpoint of self, looking at what you've dealt with, where you've been, how you hope to become better, or where you see yourself falling short. Developing self is all about constantly renewing your mind about how you view yourself and why you are yourself. What is your why? The whole reason that you are purpose, the whole reason that you're breathing, that is something that you find yourself doing when you reflect. And looking beyond self, you start to see others, which causes you to observe. And in your observations, you think about their why. You think about how it ties into your own. You find yourself looking to see if you find like-minded tendencies, if you see attributes that you wish to strive for, if you see spaces that you can fill voids. And you find yourself in a position to look at both sides of the coin. And in doing so, you start to find yourself making sacrifices, because it's not just about you anymore. It becomes about all. And when it's about all, that means that the goal is to unify each and every step. When you make a house, one brick makes the entire place become occupiable. If that one brick is misplaced, everything comes down. So when it comes to self, you must reflect. When it comes to others, you must observe. And when it comes to God, you must be willing to sacrifice. Always remember that developing is not a burden, but it is allowing you to reach a plateau of excelling. That it's an opportunity for you to enter restructuring, not just for you, but for many. And that it gives you freedom in climbing those mountains that you face, in understanding, in the falls that you take when you make mistakes. And I would like to just read a scripture to go along with that, which is Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwellings, spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs. That basically goes back to the house that you build is going to be unique to you, and you have to be okay with changing the blueprints when necessary, because you're going to grow if you allow yourself. So grow. And we'll be back right after the intermission. Welcome back from intermission. We left off talking about allowing yourself to grow and knowing that when you grow, everything won't match the blueprints that you originally had. I'd like to start off by talking about wants. When developing, there are certain wants that you should have. And the first one that I would like to speak on is truth inside. What you fill yourself up with is what you will release outside of you. So if you tell yourself truth, if you dwell within truth, if you speak in truth consistently, it's going to start to emit from you. It's going to glow. It's going to be like a light and it's going to shine. And when that happens, the outer interactions recognize that you have passion. And when you're passionate in developing, when you're passionate in development, you see that foundations form. You see that branches start to grow. You see that roots start to stretch. It becomes a true network, a true system. And you start to reflect, going back to self again. You start to reflect and others become like-minded and they see you. They're attracted to that light. They're attracted to that passion. And then your spirit begins to accept the guidance that God has been trying to give you. And when you allow that guidance in, all those sacrifices that you made start to become rewards that you are due. You have to remember that truth is pure and life-changing, that redirection engages proper GPS, and that when you are enthralled and you give it your all, that is true sowing, and you always reap what you sow. So when you do so, make sure that it's something that is going to branch out and change everything around you for the good. And I would just like to close out by doing Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. When you truly focus on developing yourself, whatever comes your way, you'll be ready for it. So I hope that this encourages you not to be scared in this season, in this time, but to move forward and train yourself the more in heart, spirit, and mind. Yousef, with love. Thank you for your time.